It's hard to imagine a time when Duke Ellington was underrated. Almost 40 years after his death, we take it for granted that Ellington is one of America's greatest composers, arguably the greatest. He explored the possibilities of a jazz orchestra, taking it far beyond dance music. His records proved that such humble sounds as growling trombones and wailing saxophones could figure into a grand artistic vision. But in Ellington's heyday, the cultural gatekeepers weren't used to seeing jazz as art. Duke would receive no Pulitzer Prizes when he created his masterpieces in the 1930s and 40s. He would receive no federal grants when his band fell on hard times in the 1950s. Instead, he was forced to play background music at an ice show to pay the bills. This was also the era of segregation, of course, when a black musician like Ellington couldn't even walk in a nightclub's front door. Duke was a gracious man, and he took such indignities in stride.
The Negro in America is a very proud race of people, and I'm very, very happy to be here representing them.
But the rest of us can be outraged on his behalf. Thankfully, Ellington did receive his share of honors late in life. And believe it or not, one of his most glorious triumphs came in Wisconsin. In the early 1970s, the UW-Madison made an extraordinary gesture for the time. It granted Ellington an honorary doctorate and mounted a week-long festival of his music. It even gave Duke and his band members the rare opportunity to conduct master classes. Best of all, Governor Patrick Lucy proclaimed Duke Ellington Week throughout the state. Ellington considered this one of the greatest honors he ever received. In his 70s, he was gaining long overdue recognition as an American treasure. Duke proclaimed his undying love for Wisconsin, the beer, the cheese, and the people. He expressed his gratitude in a suite written just for us, called You Wis. It's Duke's musical portrait of the state, painted in a dazzling range of colors. The old master wasn't resting on his laurels. He was still experimenting with jazz form, even scoring his first polka. The polka, as you can imagine, surprised and delighted the Wisconsin crowd when Ellington performed it at the UW Festival. About You Wis, Ellington said, "I tried to evoke some of the happiness that Wisconsin and the inhabitants of that state had given me." Now there's something to be proud of, fellow Wisconsinites. We made Duke Ellington happy.
Thank you. Thanks very much, ladies and gentlemen, for such a warm welcome. You're very beautiful, very sweet, and we do love you madly.